I'm a working man in my prime, cleaning windows.
And welcome back to Rosie on the House. We have a full panel of guests this hour as we're talking window treatments. We've been talking about selections, styles, options, install. Let's talk about now protecting that investment. And, you know, we've got to get Mr. Jim Thomas of About Blind Cleaning on the air, because the amount of detailed information that goes into blind cleaning actually shocked me. Take it off, throw it in the washing machine, and hang it back up after it dries. Right, Jim?
No, you can't do that. No, if you do that, you'll ruin your investment real fast.
So talk about y'all's process and what happens when I contract About Blind Cleaning to show up on site.
Well, what it is that I started out in 1995, and I knew there was a service that needed for the valley here, and not just take your blinds down from your home, then bring them into a shop, but be mobile. And I designed our truck to be a mobile truck with an ultrasonic machine inside there, where that you can take the blinds down in front of the customer's house and lay them in there, and it ultrasonic, it sound waves, it cleans them right and makes them look just like brand new. We have been cleaning them going on 22 years by using ultrasonic. Takes out all the dust mites, which a lot of blinds have after being up over 5 years.
And what is ultrasonic? I'm picturing these Jetsons here.
Yeah, ultrasonic is electronic sound waves, which is the number one process in the world today for cleaning all types of product. People buy toothbrush. Doctors have it in their office and when they're checking their patient with ultrasonic. Now, it's the number one process for everything just about to use.
I'm sure it all depends on how long it's been since cleanings. What's our time frame on one window? Let's say we've got 15 square feet of drapes to clean. How long does that take?
Well, it don't take no longer than once we take them down, put them into the truck, it would take about 10, 15 minutes to clean. And then we hang them on the side of our truck to let them air dry. And during that process, we're doing another blind at the same time.
And how long would a cleaning like this last? Is this something I do every year, every 2 years?
Well, since I've been in business, and I did a lot of research, and I found out most people don't call us till their blinds have been up over 5 years. They should get them cleaned every 2 years because of the health problem, because a lot of people in their home today suffer with allergies. And their blinds, especially the fabric ones, they collect a lot of dust and dust mites. A lot of that is from their blinds, because when you open up your blinds, then all of a sudden you start sneezing in a few minutes. That's the dust mites floating through the air.
You spend a lot of time in research and continual training. I mean, this is one of those things you think, oh, well, I learned it once and I know how to do it. But the amount of continual training that you guys have to go through, it's pretty incredible.
Yes. Well, there's one thing is 95% of the homes in the valley here have Hunter Douglas blinds in. And I was the first company that went to school that Hunter Douglas put their name behind. So Hunter Douglas look for people that want to be a professional in this business, and that's the reason why they have the school. So for them to promote you, and when customers call to ask them who do they know and clean their blinds for them, they all feel very comfortable knowing that the company that they tell them has been to school. And I've been in business for 22 years, and out of 22 years, I've been going to school for 11.
And what does Hunter Douglas cover in these schools?
Well, in the school, we always get an update, you know, for the new products that coming online. The new products now that has come out on the market, I probably won't get a chance to clean them for another 5 years. I'm doing a lot of cleaning of the old products, especially the luminettes, the silhouettes. The ladies really like them. So the ones I have cleaned, is in process right now has been up at least 10 to 15 years. One lady had her silhouettes up for 17 years when she bought a house. So we came in and restored them back, and they look just like brand new again.
We're talking with Jim Thomas of About Blind Cleaning, a 22-year veteran of the industry and a veteran of the Korean War. We appreciate your service, Mr. Thomas.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
And somebody looking for About Blind Cleaning, you can always find them in the cleaning category at Rosie on the House or directly to Jim, your website and phone number?
BlindCleaningArizona.com. Office number is 602-447-2250, and you always ask for Mary.
And that's Jim's lovely wife. It's a family-owned and operated company, just like Rosie on the House. We've got a passion for locally-owned businesses, and we enjoy the partnership. And we are just about out of time, so if y'all have any questions, you can visit rosieonthehouse.com. The podcast will be available shortly. Gary will have it up by the end of the day. And, of course, everything we talk about, links, phone numbers, websites, you can always find it, Rosie on the House. Next Saturday, First Impressions Ironworks will be in studio with us. They make security screens for windows and doors, a great way to open up your house, let it breathe, and yet have the comfort and security knowing your home is still secure. So we'll look forward to having them in studio. They make a great product, a great price point. They deliver all over the country, based right out of here in Arizona. Until then, y'all be safe. We'll see y'all next Saturday.